In August, ABC tried a late-summer experiment by bringing back the primetime quiz show. That limited series, a two-week nightly special called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, proved such a hit that ABC brought it back this month. And once again, it's a smash success. TV critic David Bianculli has some thoughts about the history and appeal of TV quiz shows.
First of all, let's describe Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for those who still haven't seen it, even though ABC has made it almost impossible to avoid. Based on a hit British game show, it takes one contestant at a time and gives them an increasingly difficult and valuable series of multiple-choice questions. Answer all the questions right, and you're a millionaire. And along the way, you can get help on three different occasions by using what the show calls lifelines. Once by having two of the wrong answers eliminated, once by polling the studio audience, and once by phoning a friend for help. All this takes place on an ultra-modern set with tension-building music and host Regis Philbin, who adds to the nervousness by asking, after each reply, "Is that your final answer?" So that's the show. Period. Yet in its simplicity, it's somehow addictive, especially since the higher a contestant goes, the more you get to know their personalities. You really get to like and root for these people, even if, as in last night's show, they don't make the best first impressions.
All right, so our contestant is John Carpenter, comes to us from Hamden, Connecticut. Wife Debbie in the audience. Hi, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, Regis.
And this should make you a real crowd favorite. John works for the IRS. We've never had a contestant booed. Well, let me make it easier for you. He works in collection for the IRS. Oh, come on. They're kidding, John. We all love you.
I'm taking names. It's all right.
Okay, John, you know about the rules. You know about the lifelines, 50-50, phone a friend, ask the audience. It's all there for you. Ready to go?
Ready.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Here we go.
That contestant, by the way, got two answers correct and returns tonight to keep playing. The show that will be televised tonight on ABC was taped last night. And let's just say it's one episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire you don't want to miss. Not for $1 million. How huge a hit is Millionaire? So huge that ABC has extended its November run by 3 days. So huge that last week, a Thursday episode of Millionaire handily beat Frasier, the first time any NBC program has lost in that must-see TV time slot in more than 15 years. And, of course, so huge that the competition is cranking out imitators as fast as possible, including Greed, an aptly named Fox series that's been shown Thursdays the last 3 weeks. Greed, though, is terrible, and its rules actually have you rooting against people by the time it's over, because the only way they triumph individually is to seek out and destroy other members of their own team. At least on Comedy Central, where Win Ben Stein's Money has been going for a few years now, the winning contestant gets challenged by the host himself. It may not be a fair fight, but at least it's easy to root for the underdog. The last time real quiz shows appeared in primetime on TV was in the 50s, but the genre vanished in disgrace once it was learned that many shows, including 21, coached their contestants to make the battles more dramatic. Robert Redford made a movie called Quiz Show about that scandal, dramatizing the ongoing and rigged battle between Charles Van Doren and Herb Stempel. What's interesting is that those original 21 shows, after all these years, still work. If the games hadn't been fixed, who knows how long quiz shows might have stayed on the air. Listen to this 21 show from 1956, hosted by Jack Barry, and tell me it doesn't suck you in.
Mr. Van Doren, you have 10 points. The category, Explorers. Explorers. How many points do you want to try for?
I'm going to go all the way to 21. Let me try for 11 points.
You want to try to hit 21 by 11 by answering an 11-point question?
That's right.
All right. If you do answer this, you'll have 21, but you'll still have to wait for Herb Stempel to get another crack at it.
Yeah.
And you can have some extra time if you need it. Here is your question. Pizarro, P-I-Z-A-R-R-O, was an early Spanish explorer who discovered and conquered an advanced civilization. Tell us the civilization he discovered, the country this civilization was in, and the leader of the civilization at the time of the conquest. Would you like time to think it over?
As much as you can spare.
I'll tell you when your time is up. Your time is up. Tell us the civilization he discovered, first of all, if you can, or take it any order, any order you want.
Yes, Pizarro discovered the Incas.
Right.
And the Incas lived in Peru.
You're right, and the leader of the civilization, which would give you 21 points if you get this right.
Yes, well, let's see, there was this fellow named Manco. He was crowned by Pizarro, so he was a... But he had a brother, Atahualpa. That was the man who had a room full of gold offers. So I guess that Atahualpa was the leader of the Incas at the time of the conquest.
That's your answer, Atahualpa?
That's right.
Then you've scored 21 points.
This particular TV cycle has taken a long time to return, some 45 years, which is almost the entire history of television. But TV, like the ocean, moves in waves, so you don't have to be a quiz show champion to predict what'll happen next. Soon there will be so many quiz shows in prime time that the novelty will wear off and the ratings will go down. The originals, like Millionaire, will last the longest, but even their popularity will fade and the genre will go away, just like the Western did and the variety show. Until, finally, the right show comes along to launch a revival. By the way, isn't it about time TV had a great variety show in primetime again? I say yes. And that's my final answer.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.